City councilors in Springfield, Massachusetts are pressing for police reforms as they consider whether to approve a new contract with police supervisors. In a scathing report about the Springfield Police Department earlier this year, the U.S. Justice Department raised concerns that officers could escape discipline because of a 90-day statute of limitations to bring departmental charges that's written into the police union's contracts. In negotiations with the city on a new contract, the Springfield Police Supervisors Association agreed recently to extend the deadline to 120 days.
It's an insult.
City Councilor Orlando Ramos, who chairs the Public Safety Committee, said the proposed 30-day extension is a deal breaker as far as he's concerned.
This is not the first vote that I'm going to take on the Springfield City Council relative to the police department following the George Floyd incident, when we stood on the steps of City Hall demanding police reform.
In doing some research, Ramos said he could find no other police union contracts in Massachusetts or in other parts of the country, for that matter, that so severely restrict the length of time for a formal charge to be brought.
If the police union insists on having any type of language like this in a contract, then I would refer to Mass General Law, which refers to statute of limitations for civilians who cause personal injury, which is 3 years. And so if you want to have a conversation about a timeline, then we could start the conversation at 3 years, because that's what it is for the average person, and I don't see why it should be any different for police officers.
City Councilor Jesse Letterman said he's troubled that the clock on departmental charges begins ticking on the day an alleged misconduct incident occurs, not on the date when a complaint is made.
Something could happen that nobody knows about, that the department's not aware of, that the city's not aware of, and that it comes forward after 3 months, and that we as a department and a city wouldn't be in a position to pursue it. So I think that's kind of the biggest concern that people have.
After a 2-year investigation, the Justice Department concluded that Springfield Police narcotics officers routinely used excessive force, violating people's constitutional rights, and falsified reports about it. Police department leaders and Mayor Dominic Sarno insist they're committed to making changes that will satisfy the DOJ. William Mahoney, the city's director of labor relations, said the proposed contract with the Police Supervisors Association is a step in the right direction.
This is a positive for us. Remember, there's not a lot of, a lot of times when I'm doing this, there's some give and take, and we don't have a lot to give here because of where we are financially right now with the pandemic and everything else.
Because of the economic hit the city's taken from the pandemic and the uncertainty about the future, Mahoney said the proposed contract is for 1 year, not the standard 3-year agreement. The city is offering a 1.5% pay raise. The association represents 70 members of the police department with the rank of captain, lieutenant, and sergeant. At a meeting of the Public Safety Committee Tuesday night, Ramos said he expects to bring the proposed contract to the full city council for a possible vote on November 16th. There's a similar statute of limitations on departmental charges contained in the contract with the much larger Springfield Police Patrolmen's Union. Mahoney said negotiations on a new contract with that union are ongoing. Reporting from Springfield, this is Paul Tuthill at WAMC's Pioneer Valley News Bureau on the campus of Western New England University.